You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Okay, let's do a little sports wrap. A little bit late, but we get you there. We're like British Rail, love. You know what that's from? That was from Die Hard 2, just to let you know. Sports wrap brought to you. Remember that? Do you, Gary? We're like British Rail, love. We may be late, but we get you there. And, of course, they didn't get there, unfortunately. That was the play that went down. Horrible. Knock on wood. We're doing just fine. Let's do it. Time for a sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. 7 mile an hour drive. Go get a haircut with Sporty Cuts. Tigers day off today after the rain out in Minnesota, so nothing happening in Chicago till tomorrow. Start with the 2-game set with the White Sox. Weather permitting, it'll be Verlander versus Quintana. Tigers at 12-9. College baseball, Michigan State off till they play 3 against Illinois this weekend in Champaign. Michigan will actually be in action tomorrow. If you'd like to go to a college ball game, that would be nice. Wilpon Complex. Yes, Spartan is even telling you to go to a Michigan game. It's Oakland, U, and Michigan tomorrow at the Wilpon Ray Fisher Stadium, 4 o'clock if rain doesn't wash it out. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann presented by Sporty Cuts. Pittsburgh's just playing out the string now. They're going to be done with Columbus when this night's over unless the B-Jacks have a hell of a comeback in them. 4-0 third period. 2 of those goals by Malkin, his first 2 of the series. Just getting started, Avs in Minnesota. With the Avs leading 3-2 in that series, and in about an hour from now, Sharks and Kings and Staples, with San Jose needing a win to wrap that one up. Fourth quarter in the NBA playoffs right now, Miami leads Charlotte by 13, LeBron's got 20, it's 84-71. Second quarter in Indiana, Atlanta leads the Pacers 58-38. Mike Scott, a 20-point lead for the Hawks. Mike Scott's got 17 for Atlanta. San Antonio, Dallas starting about 20 minutes. Baseball tonight, American League. A's lead the Rangers 2-0 third. I would tell you, Prince Fielder's doing something so far, but Rangers have 0 hits, so he's doing nothing. Rays and White Sox tied at 2 in the third. Diaz with his 4th home run. Indians and Angels go at 10:05. National League postponed rain. Cubs at Cincinnati. Cardinals lead the Brewers 1-0 third. Rockies and Diamondbacks go in about 30 minutes. And the Padres Giants start at 10:15. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Yeah, we're the 9 o'clock hour as... previous caller said, I've been great today. I mean, I could have really broken down that whole Wings fiasco. I was more angry over the weekend that the Blues were eliminated by the Blackhawks, because here I'd picked St. Louis to win the Stanley Cup. Did you hear me, Gary? I said, I picked the Blues to win the Stanley Cup. Talk about a deflator. 5-1 Sunday. St. Louis underachieves again. Chicago was down 0-2 in the series, win 4 in a row. Did I mention I picked the Blues to win the Cup? I will never again pick them to win that thing. I've done it a couple of times in the past. I think that's one of the worst franchises. When you think back, and we talked about this last week, I even got the letter from the guy. The Blues went to the – when we had expansion in the NHL, the Blues went to the first 3 Stanley Cup Finals, because there had to be a Western team go, and it was St. Louis, and it was against Montreal, and then Boston. Yeah, did Rob have a Houston in the finals of the NBA? It does, doesn't he? Yeah. I told you Portland. You and me both were with Portland. That Damian Lillard thing and with LaMarcus Aldridge is becoming kind of a little, I'm just going to say it, little mini Pippen Jordan thing. You know, just a little. You throw Batum in there too? Just a little bit. Just a little Jordan Pippen slash Kobe Shaq kind of, you know, just one of those combinations where you go, uh-oh, what do we got going here? I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge is setting records for that stuff. So, yes, I picked the – did I mention I picked the Blues to win the Stanley Cup? Sorry, I did. So the Wings, of course, their season, there's a lot to do, a lot of work to do. Say what you want about the men, games lost to injury. Say what you want about getting the kids up from Grand Rapids, the Cheyennes, the Yurkos, the getting the Nyquist didn't even appear, it seemed like, in the series against the Bruins. Boston goes on to play Montreal. It's not a great free agent list. Alfie has a decision to make, and he was one of your top scorers. Whether you like it or not, you didn't get a guy with 50 points, but you got a guy that's at 48 and 49. Alfredson was one of them. He's 41 years old. He's got a decision to make with his future. We saw it again, but those people that were upset the way the Wings went in that series with the Bruins, remember one thing. This is how it was supposed to go. When you win the President's Trophy and you're the 8th seed, you're supposed to lose. That's what's supposed to – it would be a major upset. I know you think it's the Wings, and that's just the way it is, baby, but it's still a major upset for an 8th to beat the President's Trophy. when the Wings had the President's Trophy. We used to say that then. Never considered getting beaten that first round. Now Mike Babcock's been beaten in the first or second round, what, over the last 5 years? I'm not saying get rid of Mike Babcock, but, you know, stuff's got to change and happen. It's going to be very difficult for Ken Holland to find a trade partner. Because that's not easy to do, and nobody wants to give Ken Holland the next bit of business, that's for sure, when it comes to hockey greatness. He's had his 23 years. My guess is if Zetterberg and Datsyuk come back healthy, I mean, there's a lot of stuff still to like. You know, if they come back healthy and they're still, you know, they're obviously a part of this thing, and Eriksson and Cronwall are ready to go, and you still want to keep a Kyle Quincy around. I don't know about Brendan Smith and, you know, others. And you start going down that and see what happens with Davey Legwand. My guess is that they can still compete for an eighth or seventh playoff spot, but that's about it. It's just a repeat of this past season, minus the man injuries. And it's not like you're going to have no injuries, so you can plan on that happening again, especially as guys get older. So the Wings and Ken Holland, they got a lot of things to really think about here. And breaking this all down would not be the way I'd go. I know you haven't had a top 10 pick since Martin LaPointe in 1991. Long time. 23 years since you had a top 10 pick in the NHL meat market in June when the season's over. But they got to find a way to get better young people. They've gotten lucky with some of the young guys in GR right now. In fact, Shane and Yurko going back to play for the Griffins. Really, you're closing my door? That's fine. No, you can close it. I don't know if it was, you know, could you hear like ambient sound or something? But that was not a good effort. But it shouldn't have been. It's not supposed to be a good effort. 248-848-1130. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a bad effort against the Boston Bruins. That team is man amongst boys. That's as good as it gets. Without having major scores, but I'm talking Krejci and Chara and Bergeron. I mean, just mentioning names. They got guys down to the 25th guy, which are, I mean, they put together something in Boston. That's to already win a cup, be at the cup finals last year. They're right there now. And, you know, I thought it might be the Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. Did I mention that, Gary, that I thought the Blues might win the cup? I feel so terrible about picking them now. And it wasn't a knee-jerk reaction to pick the Blues because they won the first two in the series. I didn't do that. I really thought about it. I actually said, if Ryan Miller is ever going to show, to me, Ryan Miller is just a grade-A loser. I mean, that's all he's become. Since he left MSU, he stuck all those years in Buffalo. He finally gets away from the Sabre thing, goes to St. Louis, where he can finally show something, and what does he do? He lays kind of an egg. I know it's his first foray into that, you know, high profile of a thing against and you know what? I feel bad with the Blackhawks, too, because that is the defending cup champion, and I kind of blew it. I kind of blew him off. I kind of said, well, Corey Crawford can't do it again. Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews. You know, I blew it off, and I shouldn't have done that. Oh, is that Rob Parker? Is he waiting? Oh, we can bring him in. What's up?
What's happening, Mark? How are you?
How was your thing tonight?
Man, it was very fascinating. It was wonderful, actually. It was great. It was really good, and great to be back on campus and, you know, dealing with the Columbia people. And as you can imagine, the whole situation with the Clippers was a big part of this topic of panel discussion, race, sports, and journalism.
I bet. I mean, how convenient, I guess. You had your own built-in storyline.
It is. And, Mark, I'm sure you covered a lot of ground, but I would say what makes this story so unique and so, and we've both covered sports for a long time, and we've heard the he said, she said, he said, he said, and all those other things, but never before did we ever hear audio. For us to actually hear from this guy's mouth, and I'm going to assume it's his because at this point, he has never said that it's not him on the tape. And I think if it wasn't him, Mark, that would be the first thing that he would
have said. No, we're past that. We're past that. We're past that.
Right. I agree. I'm just putting it out there. But to actually have a smoking gun, which is unbelievable to me, and I listened to that tape, and I could not believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe the matter of fact that in which he spoke about black people. And I'm very disappointed. And I think the Clippers missed a golden opportunity to send a real message, Mark. And they should have boycotted Sunday's game. They should not have played. And it was encouraging that I heard Chauncey Billups, who, you know, said that he would not have played and said that he knows guys who didn't want to play, who were on that team, who ultimately gave in and played. And you've got to remember this. The players have the power. You can't look to the NBA or to the owners to correct this because that's their guy. He's their guy, whether you people want to acknowledge it or believe it or not. He's their guy. He's the guy who used to bail them out, Mark, with money when things were lean in the NBA. He's the guy who skated every time he had a discrimination suit or something, and David Stern never threw the hammer at him or the gauntlet, you know, the handcuffs on him or punished him. None of that was done. And they've already got bylaws and things written in to make it hard for you to throw people out of that club. So once you get the players involved and the players refuse to play, to me, that's when the other owners, 29 owners, have no choice. Have no choice. You can't leave it up to the fans. You can't leave it up to the owners. It has to be from the players. They have the ultimate power. They are the product. The NBA is not selling widgets. They're not making cars, Mark. They offer basketball. And the players are the product. They have all the power. If they boycotted the game and said, we will continue to boycott the playoffs until this guy is removed as owner of this team, I guarantee you it would happen sooner than later. Guarantee you.
What about the idea that Chris Paul has been told that you will enjoy, if that's the word to use, the punishment coming up to this 80-year-old buffoon, who, by the way, turned 80 on Saturday. That was his actual birthday.
Nice birthday gift,
yeah,
huh?
April 26th, and said, maybe, you know, if you want, it's up to you. You do what you want. I mean, no one can stop them doing anything, Rob. No one can stop them doing whatever they wanted to do, right? If they wanted to not play, if the whole leg, like I told you earlier, if the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors and the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards said, you know what, whatever Clippers you want to do, we'll follow. They could. You're absolutely right. They had the power. They have to play. Nothing in there. What are they going to do, arrest them, throw them in jail? You know,
right. They're not getting paid. Everybody keeps saying, oh, well, they got a contract. They're not, dude.
No, they're playing right now for the pride of the championship. That's what they play for in the postseason.
But, Mark, this is bigger than basketball. This is not about – are you kidding me? A first-round game where people are talking about the Clippers winning the NBA. All of a sudden, they fast-forward them to winning the NBA.
Yeah, right. Which they have no history of.
They might not even get out of the first round. And people are talking about, well, they can't do this. All the work and energy they put in, and this would be a shame. I don't know of any change, Mark, that's happened in this world, significant change, that didn't come without sacrifice, that didn't come without hard work and determination, and people rolling up their sleeves and putting in work to change what was in place. I don't know it because it doesn't exist. And it never comes at a convenient time for change, and that's what people always want. Well, why can't you do this after the playoffs? That's not how things are done. And everything that's ever happened, Mark, has changed, has come with sacrifice. Somebody had to stick their neck out. Kurt Flood had to give up his baseball career, right? Jackie Robinson died a young man. You know why he died a young man, Mark, right?
Yeah.
He gave the ultimate sacrifice. And then you're going to tell me that these guys are worried about a basketball game and can't go on? When are black people going to stop taking a paycheck and stand up for their dignity and respect? I don't care who's writing the check. Really?
Well, what do you think will be Adam Silver's response at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Indefinite suspension, a fine, and they'll quietly try to get this guy to sell. That's all he can do. An indefinite, what do you think? An indefinite suspension. And they know that the guy has legal rights, and they're not going to go through a whole court thing, and quietly you're going to say, dude, you got to sell. For the betterment of the league, you're going to get paid. You paid nothing for the team, and now you're going to get almost $750 million for it. You know, and people will talk to him and try to talk him into it without embarrassing him. That's what's going to be done.
All right. That's what I said. I said, really, the penalty is going to be he's going to make about $500 million?
Right.
How awful. I hope he gets by. See, I don't think it's enough. And I almost think I personally wanted the shame of having three-quarters of his peers vote him out, that he had to sell. That's still on the books. That's available. It's not just, you know, you heard, some people heard, well, the NBA, he doesn't have the right to do it because it's got to be financial ruin or something to be able to remove an owner from that situation or force him to sell. That's not true. Vinny brought it up himself. Three-quarters of the governors of the NBA, meaning the other owners, can vote him out and can force him to sell the team. And I think that's a bigger thing. I think the shame of having to do that rather than some quiet little, you go quietly into this good night thing, you know, doesn't do it for me because I'd be laughing all the way to the bank.
And the other thing is, you know, like people say, oh, well, the ownership, dude, it's been 30 years. Tell me the owners who helped Branch Rickey integrate baseball, Mark. Please tell me, who were the other owners who stepped up?
Not one.
So don't give me this whole wait for the owners to get things done, because it's not going to happen. That's not how you get it done. You're the ultimate power. You make them pay. And how do you make them pay? By not having people, players, stopping the games, stopping the TV money. If there's no TNT game and there's no ESPN, that money, you think they're going to give you a check? There's no check coming. There's no game.
Rob Parker in New York. Well, I mean, so, look, you've had all this time to think about this whole story, and it's just been, you know, ever since it came out, and that clear, crystal clear audio that she had available so that you could hear it nice and quick and fat. I can't understand, I suppose, why there are still some people who think that maybe what he did was not the worst thing ever, and I don't know where that comes from sometimes.
Mark, are you kidding? You know that people here. You read the comments. You know.
Maybe I'm saying that for radio purposes because I know exactly what I'm
talking about. No, but you know what I mean. I mean, there are people out here who believe, and you see the tweets and the comments. Oh, he owns the team. You can't take the team from him. What did he do? He had a private conversation in his own home. They're making excuses. That's what people do. And, Mark, you know why bad things happen in the world and continue? It's because good people don't do anything about it. They look the other way. That's why bad things can happen and continue to happen. At some point, you have to stop that. You got to stop that guy. You have to.
Well, I just, and, you know, like I told you earlier, the one thing I think that for most of America, from the reaction I've seen, whether it be from the president all the way down to, you know, people in Poughkeepsie or wherever, they seem to have, quote-unquote, the Clippers' backs on this. And I understand what you say about Clippers needed to be the team, those 12 to 15 particular guys, because they have a day-to-day interaction with the franchise more than the Golden State Warriors and others do, and I get that part. But it is one of those things where, to me, there doesn't seem to be an opposing viewpoint. There's not someone who's trying to take Donald Sterling's, you know, side and run to the bank with that one either. So at least that part.
No, I get that. But, Mark, right now, and I understand there's a due process. You got to get some information. But that's a statement. That's a statement that the African-American players could have made. That's all I'm saying. To let the league know that they will not tolerate that and send the message to other owners that, dude, if you harbor these kind of feelings, you will not be in this league that's almost, you know, 85% black or whatever, you know, that number. And I think that's the stronger message. We're united. We're not going to be disrespected. You're not going to take our dignity away from us. You're not going to tell us that you hate us and use those kind of words against us. And I just think it was an important thing that could have happened, and it didn't happen. And I'm disappointed. And I was just really glad to hear Chauncey Billups talk today, because it just to me, let me know that there are, and Chauncey's answer was the best, Mark. He basically said,
yeah, we talked about with Vinny, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, that my, you know, with my, I couldn't face my grandmother and mother.
Right.
All right, Mark. I gotta wrap it up.
All right, go ahead. I'm glad you came on. You obviously needed to. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay.
Have a good time for the rest of the night and say hi to all the peeps at Columbia.
All right. Hey, Mark.
Yes?
NB, see you later.
Oh, look at you. Get a load of you. And Gary gives you a little Ford Senior. All right, man. See you later.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Rob's back from New York tomorrow. Let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. We got another half an hour. We'll get to some Tiger stuff, too, before we're done. With the whole pitching thing with Sanchez on the DL and Justin Miller, who thought he was sent down, then he was called back up because he had to be because of Sanchez. So he had an interesting day and where that stands. And where does Alex Avila stand, too? When we get to the catcher situation. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. You can watch us right now, right? We're back on streaming. ParkerandTheMan.com and also PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. Follow us Twitter, Facebook, and I would say Instagram, but Donald Sterling has killed that for me. I don't want to go there ever again. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan on a Monday.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, I'm telling you once again, this time I was way up there in the Commerce. I was like at, no, maybe it was at like 39 and a half mile. It was way up there doing my thing, and it's just awful everywhere. You just can't get a break. They're doing what they can to fill in these potholes now, to fill in those craters. I give them that, you know, and hopefully they move along 96 as much as possible. But if you have any issues whatsoever, whether it be that or something else, or just routine maintenance, take your car, truck, or van to the experts, the pros at, in fact, Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care. Mike and his good people offer free inspections, guarantee you the lowest prices in town. You'll be back in the road, safe and sound, pretty much the same day. Expert Car Care services everything, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back. Whether it's as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper, or as major as replacing an entire transmission or engine. And if you mention Parker and the Man, mention these two cats right here, just for saying the words, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed. That's over $100 in savings that Mike and his great people pass on to you, and to Lou, too. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop. Sports Wrap is next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.